Welcome, welcome, welcome to
the Sporting Bitch,
where radio has never been better.
Yeah, look, I was about to say Christ music is hot music. Obviously, yeah. We don't play music
anymore. We're a talk show.
We are a talk show, strictly talk show, where we give everything sport. Now, there's an interesting story out there that I heard was on Saturday, I think. It was on Saturday that, and it's the topic for today. The Man City, bad news, yeah, bad news for Man City, that Man City is banned from the UEFA Champions League for 2 seasons, and the season is a year, so they banned for 2 years.
What?
2 years to participate in the UEFA Champions League. And many people are saying that it's because they were going through financial struggle. I don't know.
But, okay, let's be honest. Man City is a good team.
It's a very good team.
It's a very good team.
Yes, it's a very good team. But I do not know why they just got bet just like that.
I think I've got an idea for them.
Oh, no, no, no. Let's not bring Man City into this, please.
If it's a thing of bankruptcy,
Bankrupt.
What do you think it is? Okay, bankrupt. Why are they banned?
Okay, I got the story here, right? So it says Man City have been banned from the UEFA Champions League for the next 2 seasons by UEFA and fined €30 million after they found they have a serious misled European football governing body by broken financial affairs play rules. So
okay, so this is not a financial issue.
So I think, okay, let's put it in South African terms. They bribed. Maybe they bribed.
Okay,
I don't know
who
what
bribed. Is it the coach?
I think it's the coach. Many people are blaming it on the coach, and some people are saying it's some player. And it also says yes, that the severity of the ban from both UEFA Champions League and competitions and scale to the fine reflect and by seriously UEFA FFP compilation and consider the club has breached the rules of code of conduct. So maybe they broke the rules in the UEFA. Maybe they broke the rules in the UEFA. I don't know. Or many people saying it's a bribe.
Yeah.
Something called bribe.
That's disgusting for such a good team.
Oh, so are you disappointed? You're disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
Okay, guys, we promised ourselves that today we're not going to discuss Man United.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah,
We are not going to discuss Man United.
They're not
period.
Worthy to be discussed. So let's just carry on.
They're not worthy to be discussed. Okay, guys, let's cut Man United. Right now, we're focusing on Man City. We're focusing on Man City right now. Now, I want your guys' opinion. Like, do you think they're supposed to be banned? I mean, why? Like, in your opinion, why were they banned? Do you think it's the player in the Man United club, or was it a coach? Because many people are saying it's Pep Guardiola. Many people are saying it's the coach, Mr. Calvin.
Yeah, no, this coach. Yeah, I don't. I also don't know, man.
But look, man.
Okay, no. Honestly speaking, I am. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I didn't expect that. You know, from
If
it was Man United, I wasn't gonna be shocked.
Guys, we promised no Man United today.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
Except they're playing against Chelsea.
Yes.
They're playing against Chelsea today. And just one thing before we take a break. Who do you think is going to win?
Man United and Chelsea.
Yes.
Okay, let's make a big bet on this one.
Ha
ha! Who do you think is going to win?
Okay. Sure. I don't know, flip. They are both good. Let's be honest. Even though you said they sucked
for a decade.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. So look, I'll give it to Chelsea straight up.
Yee. Okay. I guess we both.
Oh, so we're both on the same page.
Yeah. But so we're giving it to Chelsea.
I don't know if because there were many guys in the booth. I don't know if they're giving it to Man United, because we got one supporter here for Man United. We got another supporter for Man United, and yeah, so two Man United and two Chelsea. So they're playing to, oh, that's three. so that's three in the booth. That, but I believe Chelsea is gonna take it, because look,
we know, bro. I mean that's why we give the sports news. You know. What,
oh,
I'm
wow.
We're giving it to Chelsea, and that's it.
All right. So anyway, guys. When we come back, we're gonna discuss more about why was Manchester City banned from the UEFA Champions League, and
who is responsible for the ban?
Yeah. Who is the one that is misleading the team? Because the team were doing so well. We even saw ourselves. The team was doing so well. Then we find out they got banned. I'm like, oh, man. This is crazy. But we're going to discuss this after this. Radio has never been better.
Hey, guys, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
Spotify and iTunes. Inception. Going back to the original.
Welcome back. Where radio has never been better. All right. So we are discussing about Man City being banned from the UEFA Champions League.
I'd like to know why.
So it says here, the City responded immediately after the characteristics, a forthright statement, adding that the process of a prejudicial, stating that they will immediately appear the court of a visual for sports. Now, they said they will immediately appear into court, but they still need to pay a fine.
Yeah.
And what's this? The fine is from 25 to 30 million euros.
Okay, that's not a lot for them, eh?
It's not. Whoa, wait. Hold up.
Are you sure? 30. How much is Aguero getting paid?
Huh? How much is it?
Someone like Aguero, yeah.
Is
he not going to get paid for a while now?
I think the players will be affected. Trust me, the players will be affected. But many people are curious of why. Why did they get banned just like that? I mean, they were doing so good in the UEFA Champions League. Even in the UEFA Champions League. Well, they were still playing in the UEFA Champions League. But
There was bribery.
Look, we are seeing right now that there was bribery within the Manchester City team. I don't know what bribery they were making, but I never expect Pep Guardiola to be like that. Sure. In my opinion, I would say the problem is the coach. I'm just putting it out there. I'm putting it on the coach, man, because why are they looking at the coach first of all? Let's try answer that question. Why are they looking at the coach, mostly looking at the coach?
Yeah.
So Pep Guardiola is responsible for this. I mean the question is why are they looking at the coach? Because the article is all about Pep. Why? I believe he's responsible for this, because he's the one that's doing the negotiation.
Look, I don't think he's the only one, you know, like, I think there's probably people involved as well.
Because
he's just a coach, remember?
Because look, man, look, soccer itself is politics. Let's be honest. Soccer itself is just too much politics.
Yeah.
Too many politics. Sure, because if you want to get into the game, you must understand this, understand the politics of soccer. Because if you don't understand it, my man, you're going to go down. I mean, sure, look what happened to... Who's this guy, the Portuguese coach?
Jose.
Jose. Yes, Jose. Look what happened to Jose.
Well, Jose. I mean, he's doing well now.
No, he is doing well in Jose. Mourinho. So
Mourinho.
Now he look. He's doing well. Look, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. He is doing well. But many people are criticizing him that now Tottenham is not going to win the league. But well, the way I see it,
The performance. Okay, league, I don't know, but they've been performing very
well. They have been performing very well. I think they lost like two, three games. I'm not sure. But they have been winning. They have been improving. But you never know what's coming from Tottenham.
Yeah.
You never know what's coming from Tottenham. You never know what's been coming from Chelsea. And we never see the team we never discuss is Chelsea. We always discuss Liverpool, Man City, Man United, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid. What else? Flip. And the team we never discussed was Ajax. Did you know Ajax has like the most young players there?
Yeah.
Ajax. I mean, they have a very young players. And what's this other team? I think it's Wolves. Wolves has young players as well. You get what I'm saying? But you see, what I don't understand about Man City is why did they get banned? Like, I want your guys' opinion. I mean, why do you think, what do they deserve to get banned, or do they deserve to actually carry on in the UEFA Champions League? Look, they will still play in the Premier League, don't get me wrong. But in the UEFA, one of the biggest football tournament right now. Understand? They're banned for 2 years. A season is a year. That's what I researched. A season is a year. That's what I actually researched, because I was searching for how long is a season in soccer, and it says the length of soccer season differs by the league, by country, but generally at the professional level, a season is 10 months long. It's 10 months long. 10 months long in the United States. Now, I think it started like, I think the season was for like 4 months or so. Then they increased it to a year. So they won't play for a year. No, yeah. 2 years. Two seasons is 2 years. They won't play for 2 years in the UEFA Champions League. I mean, they won't get paid that much anymore. Don't you think?
Yep.
They won't get paid that much anymore. I mean, I'm just putting out there, many people are saying that that's supposed to be Manchester United. Look,
who's that many people?
I heard from many people.
It's me who said that.
Wow. No, he didn't say so. But I heard people, they say that's supposed to be Manchester United. I do not know why. Because maybe they hate the performance, Calvin. Maybe they hate the players, Calvin. I'm not saying he's the one who said it, but Calvin has been saying that they have been whacked though. They are gonna come. You never know what would come up from Manchester United. You never know. No, I'm serious. Look, I'm serious. Don't say. Please, don't man. Say that. Don't
I'm
say.
I'm gonna fall asleep on you.
Literally. So when I say Manchester United is gonna improve, you'll fall asleep right now. What if they improve?
Well, then I'll be impressed. I'll talk about them.
Wow! You're gonna say yes, they improve, but.
No. I'm gonna say they improved, which is what we've been looking for. I'm gonna come on.
Okay.
I want Man United to win.
Yeah. Wow. Listen to the other shows. That's not what you said, brother.
Yeah. No. Definitely.
Come on, man.
No, not that I want them to win now. You know.
But you just said you wanted them to win, didn't you?
I went with you. We're going with Chelsea, right?
Yes, we're going with Chelsea.
Yeah, I don't have an issue against them, but they, yeah.
I'm just trying to say that the performance is whack.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Unfortunately, we gotta go. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Twitter, Facebook and on Instagram on @ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course.
It's our number of heaven.
It's our number. It's the number of perfection, man. Yeah. It's the number of perfection. So anyway, thanks for listening to the show. I hope to see you again, same time, same place. From myself and Calvin, we are saying peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base where radio has never been better.
Peace. Now. Hear this.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, the volume.
Let's just say I heard the truth.